Hello! In this week of the course, you will be studying the early history of Eastern Europe. When the Western Roman Empire ceased to exist in the 5th century, Roman civilization continued to flourish as the Byzantine Empire in the Eastern Mediterranean for another 1,000 years. There, in addition to Roman traditions, Greek influences played a major role in shaping Byzantine society. The Byzantine Empire was credited with bringing Christianity to much of Eastern Europe and Russia, and with developments such as the Code of Justinian, a massive compilation of all existing Roman law in the 6th century, and architectural monuments such as the Hagia Sophia. Over the course of the 1,000 years of its existence, the Byzantine Empire distinctly shaped the politics, economies, religions, and cultures of Eastern Europe, Russia, and Anatolia. With respect to Russia, this was especially so. Most of the surviving historical sources about early Rus are sources that were either Byzantine in origin or that deal with connections to Constantinople. For example, trade records, records of military expeditions, and chronicles of relations between the church in Constantinople and the growing Christian community in Russia. For Russian history, what proved to be of lasting impact was the fact that Russia adopted Christianity in the 10th century based on the Greek model in Constantinople. This was at the same time that Christianity was splitting into two distinct churches, the Eastern or Orthodox and the Western or Latin. The fact that Russia remained close to Constantinople meant that Russia became part of the Eastern Orthodox Church and remained apart and isolated from events in the sphere of the Western Church. This was no particular problem in the 10th century, because affairs in Western Europe were not exactly thriving at the time, and one might say that civilization, especially urban civilization, was far more advanced in the Eastern Mediterranean than in Western Europe. But by the 13th century, the situation had reversed itself, and Russia remained isolated from events in Western Europe.